Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our good friend, long time over. It says, my notes here say 18 years, but I think it's way more than that. Karen is the president of Speak for Yourself, an outstanding communication consulting firm, and she's been an abiding source of wisdom and best practices to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace for all these years. Karen, thank you so much for all your support and for all that you do for so many people.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I would love to say to people to go to my blog. We're just talking about that during the break. Website, speakforyourself.com, F-O-R.
And they can find your books there too, can't they?
.com. Absolutely. My books and videos,
awesome.
Our YouTube channel is
multimedia,
robust.
So we're talking about,
absolutely.
You're helping us understand how, as leaders, we can do a better job of communicating. You know, one of the things that I point out to the audience here, folks, Karen, is that a lot of smart people out there, but being smart doesn't mean you got what I call the come across. You know, and I tease new people when they're on the show, you know, we know you're smart, but do you have the come across? And you know what? Most of the time they do, because we do a fair amount of vetting before we actually invite people on the show. We don't like any missteps. But there are a lot of, you and I both know smart people who can't come across with what they know. They haven't figured it out, or they can't get out of their own way. And being able to articulate what you know and what you want to say and how you want to compel people in a way that makes them want to, you know, to eat your dog food, so to speak, is not something that you have to work on. Even people who have the gift of gab like you, obviously not me, but anybody like we still have to work on this, don't we?
Yes.
Did I say something funny?
Yes. Yes, you did. Good leaders communicate well. We want to work with people that communicate effectively. And we've been talking about some strategies to do that. And let me share the third strategy, and that is to affirm.
Can I stop you for a second? Folks, the first two strategies were to simplify, keep it simple, especially at first. And then to illustrate, even including just telling stories. We probably talked 30 times on the show about telling stories. Now talk about affirm.
Okay. People don't, interesting, a study was done on what motivates people, you know, to get out of bed and go to work. And believe it or not, number four on the list is getting paid. And number one, two, and three have to do around feeling connected and being appreciated for the jobs they're doing.
Self-actualization, and feeling validated, and exactly.
And I want to tell our small business owners listening to this program to get out there today and compliment and praise the colleagues, your team, your clients, your departments, specifically and sincerely, for what they're doing right. Because it costs nothing. This is praise. It costs nothing and creates motivation. And so that's my challenge for you listening today, to compliment. And in our in our personal lives, compliment your loved ones, your children, your parents, your significant other.
As a husband, I wouldn't know anything about that, but go ahead.
Oh, please. Yes, you do. And your children, whatever. Get out there and compliment sincerely and specifically. Today in social media, you have the chance of complimenting in a very public way. But how about also in a more private way? And it makes you feel good, and it makes the other person stay. So it's a really
When you're talking to people in a like in a keynote, like you were talking about earlier, in a sales presentation, something like that, you can affirm other people without being syrupy, being over the top. As you talk to customers, you know, Karen, you and I always bring it back to selling as often as possible. When you're talking to customers and they ask a question and you say, all you got to do is say, yeah, I know you guys do a great job of that here. And here's some, blah, blah, blah. You keep going, but you can throw in some affirming comments, some affirming adjectives and statements. What do you think?
Well, you just meant exactly when I did this national keynote for national sales meeting, and just before they introduced me, they gave out some awards. The meeting planner, the gal that had hired me, got the chairman's award, the biggest deal.
Wow.
And so instead of starting the way I would normally start, I started by congratulating
her.
Yeah. Oh, Misty, how fantastic. You just got the chairman's award. What a great deal. That is so, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. Then I began my presentation.
Karen, I've only got about 30 seconds. We need to get this half bonus real quick. The bonus, the half bonus.
All right, the half bonus.
Real quick. You got 20 seconds.
Listen, you've got to listen. It's all about talking, but it's also all about listening. Information talk, wisdom listen.
Two ears, one mouth. Don't forget that. Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. SpeakForYourself.com, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day, I promise. We'll get more wisdom out of her later on. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.